It is opening day and a brand new start. The stones are being cleared around the fisherman's hut, and the air bites and leaves almost invisible cuts on the skin. A lighthouse retired, but a new one was hired. About 20 foot tall, it painted in black and white. 20 million steps with a computer inside instead of him. Only one road sign telling cars to slow down, and a long drop in the ocean. Beware of the riptide, broken glass and train lines. It's a new day and this is England. Next to the pub with a flag that's working flexible hours, there's a mismatch of carriages soiling up over some flowers. Fairy lights on a building that's supplying its power from the sea. Electricity lines flow like veins through the town. In between there is nothing but grass and pebbles on the ground. Do not enter the wild here if you want to be found for the free. View the flame of sunrise, cut in half by the sky, and the empty of the desert. Team of birds that swerve by and then land on the wires. It's a new day and this is England. When it's time to escape all the heavy of this, there is nothing like washing away. I find this country of mine gets a bad reputation, being cold and grey. From the coast to the southeast, followed round, I find serenity I've never felt. There's a peace and a quiet in this island of ours that can't be mirrored by anywhere else. Homes protruding from stones with their wood colored black. Scattered cars in a line, steam rising out the shack. One door at the front and then just glass at the back for the view. And the blue is so bright, you'll need shades for your eyes, and a cable to pull over. Take a walk and feel like everything will be fine. It's a new day and this is England.